Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
He is great, and that is Michael David this morning. Beautiful sounds coming there from Michael David, how great. And before it was Swazi Dlamini, You'll Make a Way. And Yama family, at Radio Pulpit, we are preparing for an exciting future with online listening growing faster than ever. And we are launching two new stations, Radio Council Hartlank, for Afrikaners speakers or Afrikaans speakers, and Radio Pulpit GLLA in English and African languages such as isiZulu and Setswana. Now, my family, we need your voice. Tell us what you would like to hear on these stations. SMS online with the suggestions to 37871, or send a voice note via WhatsApp to 0826572729. And you can also email us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za. And do remember, my family, that together, you and us, let's build the stations that inspire, uplift, and resonate with your heart. Radio Pulpit, bringing the gospel to you.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
And the time is exactly, 13 minutes. And on the line, as I promised earlier on, I am joined by Professor Maximus, Professor Munahing, Professor Don Sefutu, and we're talking diversity and neurodiversity and health. How are you, sir?
I am fine, my sister. How are you?
I'm blessed of the Lord. Welcome yet again today.
Thank you, and greetings to the family.
Professor, we're talking neurodiversity and health, and I know something is happening on the 29th. Before we get into deeper details of what is neurodiversity and health all about, what the conference is all about. So it's happening on the 29th first, and where?
It is going to be virtual.
Mm-hmm.
The flyer that is being shared has a link for people to just press there and then link themselves in. They will be able to get into the virtual space and listen to the presentation.
All righty then. So which website can we go to if we'd like to get the link?
I have shared the flyer with you, and on the flyer itself, there is where it says link. It says click here, and then you go. You'll just click there, and then it will get you on Teams.
So if we
on
go
Teams,
to
it's going to be
yeah, but if we go yeah. to the UJ site, are we able to get that? Because it's not everybody that one would be able to send the flyer
yes.
to.
Yes, it should be now available, because I only okay. shared it yesterday with the team, and they should be able to put it up anytime from now.
Okay, so what are the struggles that are there for the neurodiverse where sexual health is concerned?
Sorry, repeat the question for me, please.
So what are the challenges that are there where the neurodiverse and sexual health are concerned?
Ah, okay. The neurodiverse people face many challenges when it comes to sexual health. To begin with, most of the time, families, parents are afraid or maybe do not know how to engage with the young one when they hit adolescence and they begin to have sexual feelings and sexual thoughts and everything. And also the social aspect of sexual health, you know, for them to know that even if you are feeling this way, you have to control your feelings. You cannot just go about touching people and doing what will actually disturb the peace and harmony of the other people. Apart from that, they themselves are placed in circumstances of being endangered, in a sense that predators who know and may realize that this particular person is interested in this particular kind of behavior, sexual behavior, let's put it that way, then they will take advantage of them. So this coming webinar is to educate us in terms of how to deal with our children and let them, you know, have the information, the knowledge that they can always feel free to talk to their parents, mainly, so that they are guided properly in terms of how to be held, to behave in terms of sexual health.
Sure. Prof, I'm more interested in the ones who are neurodiverse and nonverbal.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm like, how do you communicate such? Because it's like really complex. And I found
it also is very complex.
And I also found that it depends on where the child is also on the spectrum. How do you explain these things? As I said last time, that I myself am a mother of a child who's neurodiverse and nonverbal.
Yes.
Sometimes you just find him just touching himself. And you wonder, how do I communicate that? No. Or, and you try, but you see there's the communication breakdown there. So will those also be addressed? Because I think that's where the struggle is a lot. Because
at least
if they are talking, if they are verbal, then they can hear words and maybe follow. But those ones who are also nonverbal and also maybe on the red, on the spectrum, you're like, how do we do this? And I've heard other parents saying, rather we take them in to the hospital and they are injected and they don't have these sexual feelings. Is that also okay?
No, it shouldn't be okay, because they are human beings. They have a right to have their sexual feelings, but they need to be guided properly. And parents also need to be guided properly in terms of how to take care of their children. We are gone past the ages of putting control mechanisms into people. We are in a space of education now. Sexual health education is very important here, and it will lead us now to learn about particular skills that we might be using. You are talking about people who are on the spectrum and they are non-verbal. There should be ways that are used to help them to communicate in how they feel. For example, most of the time they use the boards to communicate. And that should be a space where they can be, assisted to control their feelings, manage them better still, manage their feelings so that they don't offend anybody or, as I said earlier, endanger themselves. But without letting out a lot of information, I would rather we leave this for the webinar to unpack everything and let us know what are the possibilities.
So the caregivers of those who are neurodiverse are really finding it like hard to face puberty.
Yes. In a normal context with children who are not neurodivergent, it's a struggle. But at least you could say that they have a better understanding once things are explained to them of what is going on, let alone with children who are neurodivergent. Then it goes back to the question that you ask. How do we then explain things to them?
Eesh.
But this is where now I would rather leave it to for the conference to unpack those for us, so that we have people listening and taking notes and allowing also those who will have questions, they can have questions also, so that the questions will be addressed for them.
Yeah. I remember that last year there was an uproar in Mamelodi, because a young girl who is neurodiverse went to school, and when she came back, one of the neighbors lured her into his house and had his way, thinking that the child won't be able to tell. But the child could tell that this is wrong. And she was able to report that. At the end, he was arrested, went to court, and he was arrested. And these are the things that we are talking about, to protecting those.
Definitely. Because also with the predators themselves, they need to be informed to know that they cannot just take advantage of neurodivergent people, because they assume that they don't know their rights. We are doing this specifically to raise awareness with the neurodivergent people, so that they know that should anyone try to take advantage of them, what is the recourse? Where can they report? What is the right way of approaching this, so that they are always protected? Because we always want them to be safe.
And I think this is also, it is specifically directed to the neurodiverse, but I think it's going to help even in other areas for those ones who cannot speak for themselves, if one can attend. And so who will be the one who will be educating us on these, or empowering us on these, on the 29th?
We have a specialist in terms of sexual health from the Nelson Mandela University. It is Professor Martha Bogau. She has graciously agreed that she will lead us into this space. And it's a very sensitive space, but she has extensive experience of having even, you know, gone to overseas, everywhere around the world, dealing with issues of sexual health. And I can assure you that we are in good hands.
And will there be discussions? Will the parents, will the guardians be able to even ask questions?
In the Teams allows for chat. We will activate that so that we can have even the questions to even address afterwards. But we will provide space for people also to engage and ask questions, so that they can be addressed directly as they ask them.
All righty then. And as we are bidding you goodbye, Professor, what are your closing statements to those taking care of others, their family members, on who are neurodiverse? Because it doesn't matter the age. Neurodiversity goes across age and all. But what do we say to encourage them, and you also pointing them to this gathering on the 29th?
Yes. I would like to say that this is a very special type of webinar that we will be having. I would like them to think of questions.
Professor? Professor?
Professor? Not this is, yes, ma'am.
Okay, we missed you there.
Ma'am.
Yeah, we had some technical.
Hello?
Yeah, we missed you there. You can start again, Professor, because we missed you there.
So sorry. I was saying that we would like them to think of questions that have been bothering them that can be asked and then get addressed in that particular set.
Professor?
But we are not thinking of this as a one-off. We will have going on for... Hello? Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
We can.
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Shall I repeat once again?
Yeah.
Yes. I was saying that we are not considering this as a once-off event. Mm-hmm. We would like parents and caregivers to think of specific questions that they would want to ask, so that they can be addressed. But the message is that sexual health is very, very important and crucial, because it touches the deepest essence of being human, and we want it to be addressed in more supportive ways, in more encouraging ways, in more informed ways that will help our neurodivergent people to be always safe.
So, Prof, again, if we go to the UJ site, will we be able to find the, where do we go to find the flyer? Where can we be on the lookout for it?
Yes, on the UJ website is www.uj.ac.za. That should lead us to where we can find this. But I will also send you a physical flyer so that you can share it as much as you can.
All righty then. So we're looking for parents and caregivers to attend in their numbers.
Yes.
All right, then.
Even teachers are encouraged to attend because they deal with these issues on a daily basis on the school ground.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, thank you so much, sir, for talking to us. Have yourself a beautiful, beautiful day further.
Thank you so much, and thank you for allowing us the space, madam.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye, sir. And that, my family, is Professor Munaheng. Munaheng Dawn Sefotu, and yes, I think if you do have or you know a family that has one who's neurodiverse, now those who are neurodiverse, simply those who are autistic, those who are on the spectrum, those with ADHD, those who are nonverbal as well, who are on the spectrum. And so if you know any family, if you know any child around your area or any family around your area that needs to attend these, we have heard of children who are on the spectrum being raped, being sodomized, you find even parents not knowing how to deal with this or how to tackle this, or even how to talk about sexual health where their children are concerned. And this is to empower the caregivers. This is to empower, as you have heard Professor Sefutu saying, is to empower even the teachers themselves, is to empower the public on these, on how we can empower those who are neurodiverse, and let them know how to conduct themselves and in front of everyone, and also how to also report and let somebody know if they have been violated. It's a sad one, but these are the things that are happening in South Africa, and we need to protect our children at any length that we can't go to.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.